In the Senate, progressive Senator Sherrod Brown will lead the Banking Committee. In the aftermath of the financial crisis a dozen years ago, he championed an initiative to break up the largest banks. It was stymied by the panel's then-chairman, Chris Dodd, with an assist by the Obama administration. Now Brown is in a position to resurrect the idea, knowing it could generate bipartisan support, and in recent days he signaled an eagerness for aggressive action when he said Wall Street doesn't get to run this entire economy, and reiterated his call for breaking up the big banks. Meanwhile, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will chair the powerful Senate Budget Committee. He'll be able to set federal spending priorities and also be in a position to use the arcane process known as reconciliation to try to circumvent the Senate filibuster for big-ticket items, such as the one he recently floated, an emergency program to extend medical coverage to anyone during the pandemic, whether or not they have existing insurance coverage. During the Obama era, Democrats often declined to wield their power. They did not use budget reconciliation to try to enact a public health insurance option, for example, and they did not employ the CRA to repeal Bush-era regulations. By contrast, Republicans during the Trump presidency used reconciliation to pass his giant tax cut for the wealthy and weaponize the CRA to scrap 14 Obama regulations. Sanders understands the imperative of using every tool possible to make change. We have to act with boldness that we have not seen in this country since FDR, he told NBC News. If we do not, I suspect that in 2 years we will not be in the majority. Biden campaigned for the presidency, promising to restore a pre-crisis normal, but that is not enough to pull America back from the abyss and stave off the surge of authoritarianism today, just as it was not enough during the Great Depression. Back then, Roosevelt seemed to appreciate that business as usual would not stave off fascism and rescue the country. Much, much more was required. There must be an end to a conduct in banking and in business which too often has given to a sacred trust the likeness of callous and selfish wrongdoing. He said in his first inaugural address, restoration calls, however, not for changes in ethics alone. This nation asks for action, and action now. These words ring true in this moment of peril. The best hope for America is not a vapid Biden pay on to the soul of this nation, but a Biden administration that is pressed by progressives to take action and deliver real material gains to the working class. If that does not happen, then a new right-wing authoritarian will likely ride another wave of anger at the continued inequality, destitution, and dysfunction, and the next menace is likely to be even more dangerous than Trump.